Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from the Irish town with the most singles to a joke that went viral and caused a bit of bother, Breakfast Briefing Shane Beattie is with me today to tell us about all of the news stories that have been happening right around the country. Good afternoon, Shane.
And good afternoon to you.
Any plans for the weekend?
No, nothing on, thankfully.
Do you know what? You need a weekend.
I need
like
a weekend. I don't know what it is this week. We've been saying, I don't know, I don't usually believe in this stuff with the eclipse or anything like that, but there's something going on because everyone's exhausted.
Wrecked.
People aren't in great form either, I think, as well.
So the cranky down in the newsroom.
Yeah. And also maybe the 5-day week as well. We're just exhausted.
Yeah.
So thankfully no plans. Have you anything nice on?
No, we've our few drinks tonight, of course,
yes,
for our colleague that's departing. And beyond that, I am doing nothing.
But you need it as well, all the 5-star hotels you stay
in. Listen, I was away there. It was a little staycation. I had a couple of birthdays and stuff on. Not mine, for friends, but it was lovely.
Yeah.
And do you know what? Because we give the Irish hospitality industry, they always get, you know, a lot of negative comments about prices, and sometimes rightly so. But I have to say, I couldn't fault any of the experiences I had
Absolutely.
All weekend.
Yeah, and
fantastic.
People give out about the prices when you go onto the review websites.
Yeah.
It's the hospitality they talk about.
What I found, my top tip, just contact the hotels directly.
Absolutely.
I would always use the third parties, the booking.coms and all of that. But actually, sometimes they have these little bundle deals up.
And
of a random weekday.
I do that too.
Yeah.
And also I do, if you've been there before, ring and say you're a returning customer and you will save money as well.
Yeah.
There's a little saving tip for you.
Yeah. There you go. Right. Mm. Anyway, aside from all of that, we're here to talk about this.
Yeah. Everywhere I look around, love is in the air, every sight and every sound.
So, good news if you are single.
Right.
This news comes from independent.ie because the place you need to go to is Kilkenny. Now,
Kilkenny.
Obviously, it's famed for stag nights and hen nights, but there's another reason why people might be going, because Kilkenny is the most single town in Ireland.
For men and women,
yeah,
or for both?
For both, yes. So Kilkenny City's ranked the highest on the singleton scale, a very scientific scale, I'm sure, with the most singles ready to mingle, we are told. So henparty.ie have examined online search data and dating app interest to find Ireland's most single town, and that is Kilkenny City, with a score of 218 out of a possible 300. And this means that online searches for Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, all these sites people are on, those searches are the highest in Kilkenny City compared to anywhere else in Ireland.
That's gas, because I remember we were talking about this when the CSO figures came out with peaked interest, and like I thought for some reason Carlow was in my mind.
Okay, it's not on this list, but I do see.
But that was based on people who said they were single in the CSO.
In the census.
This is based on apps.
Henparty.ie searching around the apps and stuff,
yeah,
to find where people are looking. If Kilkenny doesn't suit you and you're single and you're down the south of the country, Cork, two areas of Cork came in second and third place as the most single towns. They are Carrigaline, which is second, and then Cork City, which is third.
Yeah, but too far though. At least,
yeah,
Kilkenny, you could commute to Dublin.
But it'll suit people down in Cork maybe that they don't have
true
to travel.
Yeah, true. So there is that.
The other top 10 single towns, if you're on the pull this weekend,
yeah,
are Athlone, Limerick City.
Jeez, I was there on Friday night and
you
I was
didn't
out.
See any single people, did you?
No, very few, actually.
So Athlone, Limerick City, Navan, Waterford City, Killarney, Lucan and Dublin City. So a lot of cities involved. I wonder, is that population maybe?
Yeah, the CSO the last time told us too that if you're a woman and you're single in Dublin, you're snookered. You're totally outnumbered.
By single men?
By men.
By men, okay.
Yeah, there's too many single women for every one man in Dublin.
Right,
yeah,
okay, I get you. Well, on the
so
other...
So go to Kilkenny.
Yeah, that's where you should go. Or Cork.
Or Cork.
Don't go to Thurles, though.
Right.
Because on the other end of the scale, Thurles came last on the list of the most single towns in Ireland. So not many people on the dating apps in Thurles. Also Malahide, Longford Town, Ballincollige and Croke in Limerick make up some of the other least single towns in the country.
Brilliant. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving, they just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to thank
you for playing Dolly Parton, who we
She's
absolutely
just done real,
love.
Isn't she, like?
Yes,
yeah.
Love. Brilliant. And my favourite song is Here You Come Again. Not 9 to 5, but 9 to 5 works for this story.
Yeah.
So we're going to stay with independent.ie because we've another list of counties. This is about hybrid working, where Dublin residents and people living in the Northwest want remote working jobs the most.
Of course they do. Yeah.
So this is another search of websites. This is an analysis of online searches of jobs website Indeed, which revealed that the highest proportion of people seeking work outside the office are living in the capital. So maybe they don't want to contend with the traffic and public transport and all that stuff. They want to be able to work from home a couple of days a week. That's really what hybrid working means. Then it's your own Donegal in second place. Bit lazy up there, are they? They don't want to go into the office every day.
Cheaper house prices.
Okay, yeah.
And also, like, if
But they want to stay at home for working a bit.
Yeah. Do you know what though? Like, I'm from Donegal, and the idea now, if I was told tomorrow we could do hybrid work and or they wanted us to do it, I would hate it.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I think it suits a certain personality.
People love it though. People are very reluctant to give it up. I mean, we saw this week another report that if hybrid working isn't mentioned, people won't go for the job.
Oh God, like, honestly, it would be game changing for me if I was told tomorrow.
I don't know. I'd like the idea of being able to stick on the wash, stick on a dinner and do a bit of work at home. I wouldn't
but
mind
see,
it.
I have serious question marks then about where your head is at. Do you know what I mean? Like, your head is not in the game, Shane.
I know.
If you're concerned about going bringing the dog for a walk.
You should work, you should work to live, not live to
well,
work.
Well, that is very true.
Anyway,
I need to have a look at myself.
Dublin, Donegal, and then Incavan is third on the list of the 10 counties where remote working is in highest demand. Also highly prized is hybrid working in Mayo, Waterford, Galway, Cork, Kildare, Monaghan and Clare.
Mr. Personality.
Yes.
It's a competition.
It is. Yeah, I should have entered this. I think I would have won
but
it
I
as well.
But I hope this isn't now. Is this a bit of a joke on somebody with no personality, no?
No,
oh,
I don't
no,
think
it's,
so.
Oh, right, okay.
Very serious.
That is why you should enter it.
Thank
Come
you.
On.
I'm not sure the link you're making there. This is the Kerry Man, which is reporting this week on a competition, Mr. Personality. Now, I wanted to enter. Apparently, you really have to be from Kerry because it's Kerry men that have the best personality. They're the best, or the Kerry Man says at least they have all the right charms because Kerry's very own Mark Reardon has been crowned Mr. Personality 2024. 25 contestants vied for the title at the festival hosted in Tipperary by Muckra. And Mark Reardon from Kenmare, he was selected to represent Kerry and he flew the flag high for Kerry, wowed the judges with his dazzling personality, we are told. What do you have to do for it? Well, he entertained the audiences with stories about his most embarrassing moments and his hobbies and interests. Then you have to display your singing. So he sang Will You Go Lassie Go? Unusual song choice, but that's
very random.
He must have injected a lot of personality into that particular song. And then he did music there was a DJ at the end of it. Nothing to do with him. It was just a big hooli to pick Mr. Personality. Then Saturday morning he had to impress the judges during his private interview. Then he took part in a jiving lesson and he showed off his dancing skills that evening.
It's like a little Rose Tree.
Kind of, for men. Yeah, Mr. Personality.
Mr.
Yeah.
Personality.
Second place was Stephen Murray from Scotstown, Muckra in Monaghan. And third was Micheál Kilheeny from Laois.
Tell us about this Kildare joker.
Yeah, we go to my own home county now. Independent.ie reporting on a Kildare footballer who ruffled a few feathers. This is Kevin O'Callaghan, who I should say a lot of my female friends follow on Instagram.
Right.
Not so much for his GA skills, but he does a lot of gym work on Instagram
right.
as well. And he's quite popular on Instagram, which is the joke, because he says he meant it as a joke when he threw out influencer as his occupation in a match programme. You know when you go to a GA match and you buy the programme or whatever, and they do Q&As with some of the players. He said his job was influencer, which is grand, bit of crack. But then he says that screenshots of the interview were sent far and wide through social media and he became an easy target. He said the joke went viral and he paid the price for that. And he says it's not true, it was just a joke.
Shows
how quick things spread like wildfire, though.
That's the thing, you have to be so careful.
Now he says it was water off a duck's back for him. He's heard it all before and I'll hear it again, I'm sure. He says you have to take it with a pinch of salt, but just shows how quickly something can turn into quite abusive on social media.
Absolutely. Now finally,
as I gaze across the mountains, I relive a moment's joy. The same old Wicklow Mountain, where you rambled as a boy.
Is this the Wicklow version of The Hills of Donegal? Because if it is,
I've never heard of that song. I'll listen to it this weekend, though.
My producer's from Wicklow, which is the reason why I think it might have been played. But I have to be honest, I've never heard that.
No, it's a great song, whoever sings it, and whatever it's called. And I listen to it all weekend as I'm having a drink or two. This story's from Wicklow, obviously, as you probably guessed. The Bray people, the Great Sugarloaf. Have you ever climbed it?
No, but most weeks we have a story
about climbing.
And cliff walks around Wicklow.
Yeah, and hill walks and all. Hiking's gone huge.
Yeah, it's massively big.
So the Bray people has this story that grand plans to preserve the Great Sugarloaf, which is described as crumbling, were given the green light by councillors at the recent meeting of Bray Municipal District. So councillors were told last October that with some urgency, one of the busiest recreational areas in Wicklow, the Sugarloaf, which has at least 1,000 people climbing it on a quiet week, was suffering significant erosion and habitat destruction, and the car park needed an upgrade. So what they did was they went off and did public consultation. What would people like to see happen on the Great Sugarloaf? And they had got 20 submissions back. People sent in ideas of lockable bike stands, better security of the car park, better toilet facilities. That's a key one for hiking. Deer fencing around trees, and even someone offered to do a sculpture for the car park among some of these submissions. They also want a family-friendly area with a new trail construction and planting of native species. So councillors have given this grand plan the green light. And when they say popular, they went off and did a survey. An average of 220 people climbed the Great Sugarloaf every day. And that spikes to about 760 on a Sunday, 870 on a Saturday. So that's obviously great, people are using it, but that does lead to erosion and problems on it as well.
Okay, loads going on around the country. Shane, thanks a million, as always, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. That's Breakfast Briefing. Shane Beattie, who'll be back on Monday morning from 6. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.